Lesson 7C, Exercises 3 and 4.
There is no neat beginning to the story of the British people. Over the centuries, their identity has been shaped and reshaped by a succession of invasions from many different parts of Europe, which began long before the political and economic migrations of the 19th and 20th centuries. The outcome is the multicultural, multiracial society that we have in Britain today. The story begins some 10,000 years ago, when the ancient Britons came from mainland Europe, migrating to the British Isles following the end of the last ice age. Some travelled on foot, for the English Channel had not yet been formed. Others came by boat up the west coast of France from Spain. The ancient Britons ruled Britain for 10 millennia, but they had no form of writing, so our knowledge of them comes mainly from archaeological records. Their most visible legacy is dozens of stone circles across the UK, the most famous of which is Stonehenge, built some 5,000 years ago. In the 1st century BC, Britain attracted the attention of the Romans. After two failed attempts to conquer the island by Julius Caesar in 55 and 54 BC, the Romans launched a successful invasion about a century later, in AD 43. The British tribes tried to resist the Romans, but the uprising was quickly crushed, and the Romans rapidly took control of a large part of the island, including Wales and most of Scotland, although they later retreated from this northern region and built Hadrian's Wall right across the north of England to keep the Scottish tribes out. Following the Roman takeover, they named their new province Britannia, and it remained under Roman rule for nearly 4 centuries, during which time they built water and sewage systems, as well as an extensive network of roads, many of which lie directly under Britain's modern roads. The Romans left Britain early in the 5th century, but following the pullout, the Anglo-Saxons arrived from what is now northern Germany, displacing the existing British population to the fringes of Britain, Cornwall, Wales and Scotland. During the 7th and 8th centuries, about 10 different Anglo-Saxon kingdoms vied for supremacy. The names of some have survived as modern regions: Kent, Essex, Sussex, and East Anglia. The 9th and 10th centuries saw further invasions, this time by the Vikings from Scandinavia and Denmark. And during the first half of the 11th century, England was ruled by the Danish king Canute. In 1066, Britain was conquered once again, this time by the Normans, who were the descendants of Vikings who had settled in Normandy, a region of northern France, 2 centuries earlier. The invasion precipitated the downfall of the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms, but there was a great deal of popular resistance to the newcomers, and in order to subjugate and control the population, the Normans built enormous castles and cathedrals, most of which survive to this day. The Norman conquest was the last full-scale invasion of Britain by a foreign power, and provided the final ingredient in the makeup of the British people over the next few centuries.